Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Well, the Diddy baby oil question hasn't quite been answered yet as to why there's 1,000 bottles of baby oil, but there may be an answer as to, well, why there's all this baby oil in general. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney and a former prosecutor. Eric, we've learned in a new lawsuit this week, allegations of the baby oil being brought up, not the 1,000 bottles of it, but baby oil in general, and allegations that Diddy was drugging the baby oil with something like GHB or something of that nature. What's your reaction to this one? I don't know that I saw this one coming.
Yeah, you know, this is a bit of a head scratcher, but this case has had a number of curveballs, so nothing's surprising me at this point. There are certainly allegations that Diddy engaged in drugging victims, incapacitating them, overcoming their will. This method is something new. I guess I'm a little bit curious as to how someone would have ingested this and got it into them, into their system. Pretty curious allegations here.
I don't know if it's like a topical. I know you can, you know, if you go to like the marijuana store or even like just Whole Foods and get CBD, you can get oils that have CBD or THC and things like that in them. So I'm assuming it's kind of the same sort of principle. I have no idea how that would work when applied in a topical way, but I guess maybe it is a thing. How do you go about proving an allegation like this without the actual bottle of baby oil that was used that very night? It seems it's just an allegation right now.
Yeah, you know, I think number one is you got to get an expert to prove that it's possible. So you've got to get some kind of scientist, perhaps like a biochemist or something like that, who can testify that, hey, this is how you could put drugs in baby oil and put it on someone's skin and incapacitate them. And then you've got to prove that Diddy had the opportunity to do this. He had all of the supplies. And then lastly, if you can get a witness or video evidence or something corroborating this opportunity to do this and that Diddy did do that, you know, that's one way to go about it.
I mean, could this just be, I mean, is this someone, a victim connecting the dots as to why they became so intoxicated so quickly? And this is how the conclusion they're coming to. Typically what we've heard in the past has been there were certain drinks over here for these people and certain drinks over here for these people. And of the drinks being drugged in some way, shape or form. I'm going to find it interesting if we hear from more people, if they start to suspect the same thing, or if there's a different effect that may take on someone versus if you're to ingest it through a drink or a cocktail of some sort.
Yeah, and I mean, Tony, like how nefarious too. You know, if someone's at a party and there are drinks there, right or wrong, there's always kind of the risk that, hey, if I have this drink, I guess something could have been put in that. Mm-hmm. But baby oil, there's not the same risk that a victim might appreciate when they're going into an encounter like this. And so it's just an added layer of alleged deception, which I think is pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, if he already has people drugged from ingesting something through the drink, so then you add this on top of it. I mean, it takes all of this depravity to a whole new level. There's been so many cases that we've heard and allegations that have been made by alleged victims who say they just woke up and suddenly didn't know what was going on, realized Diddy's right there, and various allegations have popped up that he's, you know, standing there. He's either engaging in something with them or with somebody else, and lots of very crude things to be said in those moments through those allegations. What's shocking to me is how long he likely was doing this sort of thing, and still no one has spoken up about any of it. Are you shocked by this at all? Now that we're seeing the volume of accusations that are coming in against Diddy, that there wasn't more leakage of this stuff. I know there's been little things kind of here and there, but like there's a lot of stuff. It's kind of shocking to see that none of this really kind of came out publicly over the last three decades.
Yeah, you know, I think that the people who have knowledge, especially of the criminal conduct or alleged criminal conduct, I think they're scared. I think they don't want to come forward. I think the reason that they, some of them may have knowledge is because they observed it personally. And maybe they were there. And maybe they don't want to be associated with this, you know, probably the biggest scandal in the world, in the legal world right now. And so I'm just wondering if that is a part of the reluctance, you know, not some, you know, I don't want retaliation, but more, I don't want to be implicated.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.